Welcome, welcome to Uncensored Radio Free America. This is Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, and yes, indeed, the Paul Revere of talk radio across the world, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Well, in this first portion of the broadcast, we're going to entertain a great guest tonight, and I consider him to be a great guest. I know he has his detractors because being the kind of columnist he is a no-holds-barred columnist. He is none other than Charles Reese. That's right, Charlie Reese from the King Features Syndicate. And, Charlie, how are you doing tonight?
Just fine. How are
great.
You doing?
I'm doing. It's good to have you back again.
Well, thank
I've interviewed
you,
Charlie many times, haven't we?
Yeah, we sure have.
Well, Charlie, for those who don't know who you are, you're, I guess, carried in about 100-and-something newspapers across America.
Right.
You, I guess, describe yourself as a George Washington conservative or something to that effect?
Yeah, that's true.
Now, why do you say that?
Well, because that bears no resemblance to the people today who call themselves conservatives.
Uh-huh.
They're really big government people and imperialist people.
Mm-hmm.
And George Washington was neither one.
That's true. Well, we've got a contrast then between George Washington, the president, and George Bush, the president. I guess that's not much of a choice for you, huh?
Not at all. Not at all.
Well, Charlie, welcome to the program. Before we take our first break, you know, it comes upon us so quickly. I want people to know they can, if they want to dial in and ask a question or make a comment, they're certainly more than welcome to on this broadcast. And all they have to do is pick up the phone and dial toll-free 800-313-9443. It's that simple. That's 800-313-9443. I'm looking at one of the more recent columns, Charlie, entitled Ignorance Enslaves, Knowledge Liberates. And in it, you say, unfortunately, today, most of what people believe they know comes from television, radio, the movies, and the Internet. We like to think that these are instruments of freedom, but in fact, they are dominated by a few giant corporations. Elaborate.
Well, that's true. You know, you have a handful of corporations that own television networks, cable channels, TV production companies, movie theaters, book publishers, newspapers, and magazines.
And I might add advertising agencies, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The bread and butter, huh?
Yeah, there are very few really independently owned newspapers left in America today. It's unfortunate.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, that is not a good sign, is it?
No, and the same thing is true of television and radio stations. They've been bought up by these big corporations. There are very few independent voices anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, unfortunately, it's not getting any better. And as we're seeing, the concentration in the hands of a handful of fewer and fewer individuals and corporations is certainly it's certainly a growing trend. It's not the other way around. You know, years ago, it was just the other way around. Today, we have gone full the other way, actually,
yeah.
Not full circle, but the other way.
And that's not healthy either.
No, no.
You know, yeah.
You know, 90 years ago, Charlie, there was something like, I don't know if it was 9, maybe it was 75, 80 years ago, but we had something like 80 wire services in the country, you know, all kinds of smaller independent news sources. And understandably, a lot of that changed with the advent of radio and television, but more of that, unfortunately, changed because fewer and fewer independent voices and systems of news were out there. We'll pick this up on the other side. I'm Rick Adams, Uncensored Radio Free America. We'll be right back with Charlie Reese.
Mm-hmm. Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Okay, hey, we're back. It's about 8 past the hour here on Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams with you on Republic Broadcasting, and we have with us on the line, of course, syndicated columnist Charlie Reese. Many of you have heard of him, perhaps many of you have not. And Charlie is a, as I say, a no-holds, no-nonsense, George Washington conservative type of columnist. You still with us, Charlie?
Yeah, sure am, Rick.
Okay, you had a little bit of interference on the line. Sounds a little cleaner now. Charlie, would you agree with this statement? In the old Soviet Union, the government controlled the media. Not a word of substance could be published without prior approval from the Bolshevik commissars. Today, in the United States, the situation is starkly similar, but most Americans don't even know it. Today, a select handful of super-rich families and tightly knit financial interests, a plutocratic elite who own the big media, control the government through their ownership of that media. Does that sound far-fetched to you? Or?
No, it doesn't sound far-fetched at all. In fact, it's a fact.
Yeah.
It
basically,
fact.
What we've got is the media telling the government what to do to a large extent.
Well, you know, you've got, you know, like Fox News, for example, acts like it's a White House press service.
Mm-hmm.
Anything Bush does, they praise. And, you know, but the worst thing they do to people is just feed them trivia all the time, you know. And look how they dwell on criminal cases.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which are, you know, that's routine. That's, the American people don't need to know about some guy who whacks his wife in California. I mean, that happens all too often, unfortunately, but, you know, it's not national news. And yet they dwell on that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It eats up the time, and the real information people need, they can't get.
And what would you say some of the real information should be?
Well, people need to know the facts about Social Security, for example.
Mm-hmm.
They need to know the facts about how deep this country is in debt. Most people don't realize we've been running a trade deficit for 40 consecutive years. And that's not healthy economically.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they need to know, for example, that why are we sending National Guard and reservists to Iraq when we've got 60,000 troops in Germany, 36,000 in Okinawa, another 30,000 in Korea,
mm-hmm.
all regular army on duty, ready to go. Why don't they send them? You know, we're not at war anywhere in Europe.
Not yet, anyway, huh?
No, not yet.
We've done that before, and we saw the outcome of that. It was a disaster. Interventionism is a very bad policy, I think, and, you know, it's interesting that George Bush should be repeating the same catchphrases that Woodrow Wilson repeated in World War I. You know, we're here to make the world safe for democracy. This is the war to end all wars. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, it sure does, you know, and it cost over, you know, 200-300 million lives. When you look at the 20th century, was the bloodiest century in human history.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Oops.
What are we picking up there? Is that the White
sorry,
House?
No more memory.
Huh?
I'm sorry, that was a recorder on my other phone.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe that was some example of some maybe some extraterrestrial beings.
The FBI.
Working for the White House, yeah. Well, that's true, what you just said about the souls that were lost. And, you know, the people that run America's foreign policy today seem to be almost the same people that did three-quarters of a century ago, except today they're even more bold and emboldened, I think. They, as you point out, they call themselves neoconservatives, but they are anything but conservative.
Yeah, that's true. The neoconservatives were the old Trotskyites that morphed over into calling themselves neoconservatives, primarily because most of them were Jewish and supporters of Israel. And when the New Left came along in the 60s and started criticizing Israel, these guys began calling themselves neoconservatives, you know. But that's how that evolved.
Yeah, they just picked up a label, a catchphrase.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I remember the war was defined by many there in the pages of the Wall Street Journal as the paleontos and the neos. You know, the neocons and the paleoconservatives.
Yeah.
I think you'd probably call yourself more of a paleonto and you know, someone who's carved in stone, so to speak, etched in stone, not movable, not compromisable on main basic issues. And
well, that's true. And
need we compromise? That's the issue. Need we compromise on eternal verities, you know, basic fundamental values?
Yeah, we've only fought one war in our own defense in the last century, and that was World War II.
And even that, when you come right down to...
Well, we provoked it.
Yeah, and not only that, but look at the outcome. You know, Stalin wrote the script. Joe Stalin basically not only was allowed to keep his massive Soviet slave camp, but to expand it and extend it all over Eastern and Central Europe.
Yeah, that's true.
And then, with American aid and duplicity, managed to spread it a little bit to Asia, to communist China, you know, mainland China, and the State Department's treason there. So now we know from the Venona intercepts and other documents that this was a deliberate policy.
Yeah, it really was. And those Venona documents really point out that Joe McCarthy was right.
Mm-hmm.
There were communists in the American government.
Quite a few.
Yeah, quite a few.
Yeah, quite a few. We're speaking with Charlie Riggs, by the way, syndicated columnist. And, of course, many of you read his columns across America. And our number here is 800-313-9443. Hop aboard if you have a question or a comment. That's 800-313-9443. All right, let's take a call. Let's say hello to you, Matthew in Texas. How are you?
How are y'all doing today?
Very good, thank you. Got a question or comment for Charlie Reese?
I have a question. Who are these people that are in charge of TV stations like Fox, MSNBC, CNN, The Wall Street Journal, Washington Post, LA Times, et cetera, et cetera? If you could drop down some names, so maybe we could start doing some investigative work on these people. Or if you don't know of anybody, maybe you can come up with a helpful suggestion on how to go about attempting to find out who these people are. And I'm going to hang up now and listen. Thank you.
Okay. I'll let you attempt to tackle that one, Charlie.
Well, the Salzburg family owns the New York Times, and the New York Times owns some book publishing magazines and a great many other newspapers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I can't think of the woman's name.
Catherine Graham.
Graham, you know, their family owns the Washington Post, and the Washington Post owns Newsweek, TV stations, and a whole bunch of other stuff. Michael Eisner and the Disney crowd owns ABC, as well as a whole bunch of cable channels and book publishing companies, movie companies. Walt Disney would be turning over in his grave if he saw some of the stuff they've been putting out.
Absolutely.
And the Rupert Murdoch, which is News America Corporation, owns Fox, as well as a whole bunch of newspapers and other television stations. Not only here, but also in London and Australia.
That's right.
And
on several continents, you know.
Yeah.
And of course, there's also the Newhouse family, the
right.
Redstone family, the Bronfman family.
Yeah.
You've got Mort Zuckerman, U.S. News and World Report,
right.
Post. On and on it goes. It's quite a list of names, quite a list of corporations, and it's just amazing. And yet, you know, you ask fundamental questions. How come certain things were not told us about 9/11, certain obvious facts that certainly were left out of the 9/11 Commission report, and now a number of people have come forward with their own books, and yet these stories have been reported and circulated all across the globe, but here in America in the mainstream media, and you start scratching your head, Charlie, and you ask yourself, I wonder why, huh?
Well, yeah, you know, they're manipulating public opinion. I mean, that's why you get when you look at the candidates for the Republican Party and the Democratic Party, normally they're like Tweedledum and Tweedledee.
Mm-hmm.
They'll disagree on small periphery issues, but on the basic deal of foreign policy, the Federal Reserve Bank, taxation, free trade, which is a misnomer, they all agree. They all agree.
Yeah.
You know, Bill Clinton's policy was no different at all than the first George Bush's policy.
Mm-hmm.
And George W. Bush's policy has been no different than Clinton's.
And John Kerry's apparently would be very little, if any, difference between he and George Bush.
Yeah, that's true.
They made that clear in the debates, didn't they?
Yeah. And another thing you can tell if you watch these cable news shows, you'll see the same people show up over and over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Like Lieberman. You know, he's a senator from a small state, but every time you turn on television, there he is, you know.
The so-called experts, huh?
Yeah, so-called experts.
Yeah, Dianne Feinstein and Barbara Boxer and, boy, a host of others, you know, that you see across America. You know, Jack Warner and John Warner and the key Democrats as well as Jay Rockefeller, you know, because of their committee positions. Obviously, some of that is true. But as you point out, Tim Russert's very careful who he interviews and who he lets on his program, and the same is true of the rest of the network. Charlie, you stay where you are. We'll be right back on Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams with Charlie Reese, our guest.
got your ball, you got your chain. Tied to me tight, tie me up again.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. Again, 1-888-841-6055.
We're back right here on Republic Broadcasting. I'm Rick Adams. Uncensored Radio Free America. Our guest is syndicated columnist Charlie Reese. And if you've got a question or a comment like the last caller, you can dial in at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Charlie, what do you make of the current situation with George Bush, the United States military, and Iraq and Iran?
Well, I think Bush is going to make a terrible strategic blunder if he attacks Iran, and I think he will by the summer. You know, they can cause a lot of trouble. It's not going to be a pushover like Iraq was.
What kind of possible scenarios do you see unfolding if, in fact, the U.S. makes some maneuvers against Iran?
Well, I think what Bush may do is, you know, the Israelis are buying these big bunker buster bombs from us, and the only reason they would need those would be to go after the Iranian reactors. So they may unleash them. And if they do, then Iran has several ways they can cause trouble. They have a lot of missiles that could easily reach our ships in the Persian Gulf or the oil refineries in Saudi Arabia. They have they can really cause trouble in Iraq by getting Shiites roused up. And I suspect if Iran is attacked, then Syria will just go ahead and get into it because they know they're next. And you could end up with the whole Middle East in one great big war. And that's, we don't need that.
Yeah. Who do you think, really, what country there do you think would prefer to see that destabilization take place?
Well, there's no question about it. It's Israel.
So it's in Israel's interest and Ariel Sharon then to basically create a series of episodes in which country after country might fall like dominoes, not into democracy, but into the hands of the U.S., Israeli, British, organization, or if you will, this conglomeration of powers. Is that what you feel might happen?
Well, yeah, that was the original. That's the real reason behind the attack on Iraq. This neoconservative group spelled it all out in a book they published back several years ago.
Yes.
You know, you want to take out Iraq, take out Syria, take out Iran, establish what they call quote-unquote friendly governments, and then Israel will live happily ever after. and they're quite blunt about saying that, you know, that's the objective.
It's interesting. Getting back to the media, now you point out something interesting. These details were spelled out in various reports and position papers, white papers, if you will. From the ADL to the Project for a New American Century.
Right. That's the one I was talking about.
Yeah, that's online, and people can read that. And, you know, all the people like Robert Kagan and Irving Kristol, William Kristol, Charles Krauthammer, Doug Feith, and Pearl and Wolfowitz.
Right.
Yeah, they're all there, and they pretty much spell it out. Now, here, the thing that's interesting is getting back to what we were saying in the opening segment, the thing that is intriguing is that nowhere in this media, the major American media, which is dominated largely by people of that particular tribe, do we see anything reported regularly. I mean, if the Saudis had this organization called the Project for New American Century, and let's say the Arabs had all of this money invested into it, and they were running American foreign policy, do you think maybe the New York Times might name some names and talk about these groups?
Oh, sure, they'd be raising hell.
Yeah,
but
they're not.
Anybody brings these subjects up, there's a very powerful lobby, and they start calling it anti-Semite, anti-Semite.
Yeah.
You're being anti-Semitic.
But here the word is coming from Jewish authors themselves who are critics of Israeli policy.
Yeah, I know it, but it doesn't matter.
They
call them self-hating Jews.
Now, speaking of that, I believe that because your column is syndicated in a number of places and you have... You've been, less than soft-hearted in some of your condemnation of the Israeli lobby. I imagine you yourself have been on the receiving end of some rather vitriolic attacks.
Oh yeah, yeah. I got it. I get the death threats and insults. And
death threats, huh?
Yeah. In Hebrew, even.
Well, that's not very tolerant. My goodness. So you get some death threats, and you've gotten a lot of hate mail of the newspapers do, and yet you're still there, Charlie. You're still syndicated.
I know. It's kind of amazing, really. But I think a lot of it is a lot of journalists are just fearful for no good reason. I mean, if you just stick to your guns, you know, I think you can survive all right. I have.
Mm-hmm. How many years now have you been in the business?
I was in the newspaper business practically all my life, except for going in the Army and about 6 years I spent in politics. But I've been writing a column since 1975.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're still a young chicken there.
Yeah.
Charlie, do you have time to stay with us a little bit more, or do you have to leave?
No, I can stay a little longer.
Okay, because we have another break coming up in a few moments, and I do want to remind our listeners now, you do have time if you want to get in a question or a comment. The number is 800-313-9443. You're listening to Rick Adams, Uncensored Radio, Free America, right here on rbnlive.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
At 11:40 p.m. on April the 14th, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you are on a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security, and there is a storm brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we're on course with a similar destiny. The question is, what are you going to do? Hop aboard our well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great tasting, dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Preparedness never made more sense than it does today. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
Continue right here on Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams, your radio avenger, as I call myself. My guest is syndicated columnist Charlie Reese. And, Charlie, before we take more calls, I'd like to ask you some questions about issues that are on my mind lately and everyone's mind. Even now, the media, the major so-called mainstream press, is picking up on what we've been talking about for a long time, and that is the loss of privacy and the loss of personal freedom in the last several years in Washington, particularly, as you know, this business of Big Brother and your ATM machine, your DNA, your IRA, everything that you thought was personal information now apparently appears somewhere, and you seem to have lost your privacy. Have you been following this controversy?
Oh, yeah. People have. And most people don't realize how much they've lost. But if you remember, there was a recent story about some corporation in California that some hackers got into.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they call that a data collecting agency.
Yes.
It scans all sorts of records. Gets people's driver's license, their addresses, their phone numbers, their social security numbers, their credit card numbers, and it's all done without permission. You know, it's all just skimmed off the internet,
mm-hmm.
and from all these public records that are now online, most of them.
Well, Choice Point, I think, was highlighted.
Yeah, Choice Point.
Yeah, right. Choice Point alone boasts that its computers can offer, I guess, its clients a service where they can search more than 14 billion records on individuals and businesses. That's incredible.
And a lot of people don't realize that this so-called Patriot Act allows the FBI, for example, to break into your home when you're not there, install listening devices, you know, tap into your computer, intercept your email. They can go to a library and find out what books you checked out, and if the library tells you, they'll put the librarian in federal prison.
Yes.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
But don't you feel a lot safer?
No, not a bit.
Come on. Charlie Bush said you should feel safe, and your freedom is not being compromised.
It's just a matter of time. They'll hit us again.
Well, it's ironic, isn't it, that here, while the president is talking about freedom and democracy and all of this, here he is in Iraq, you know, with American troops, 150,000 troops, basically occupying another nation.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can't sell that one on me, and I don't know how you felt about the farcical so-called elections that were held there, but, I mean, if anything, they proved just how dangerous a climate we have created. Now, there's more killing now than ever before in Iraq.
Oh, yeah.
There's more turmoil. The Christian community, a minority community now, is more unsafe than ever. Under Saddam Hussein, they had freedom of worship. They had basic security. None of this anymore.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
George Bush says he's a Christian. How does that jive?
If Bush were really interested in American security, he'd seal the borders.
Oh, come.
Millions and millions of people are coming across those borders.
Come now, Charlie, but that would be a violation of civil rights.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But now, you favor that approach, though, don't you?
Well, sure.
Seal the borders.
How can you say we're going to protect the American people when, you know, 1 or 2 million foreigners can walk across your border?
Yep.
And they're not all Mexicans. You know, they come from over 60 countries.
That's right. That's right.
And there's no way to know who they are or what they're carrying.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why we need this new national ID card system, you see.
Yeah.
Because, again, Mr. Bush wants to protect us.
Yeah.
And if we just accept it and eventually maybe an implantable microchip so the government can know where we are, who we are, and why we are, well, then we'll all be much safer as a nation, won't we?
Yeah, you can really be tracked. If you were trying to be invisible, you'd have to give out credit cards and bank machines.
Uh-huh.
Because they can track you with either one.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't know if you followed it. We talked about it on this program. But this new move toward a police state in the name of immigration control is in this bill, H.R. 418, that passed the House.
Yeah.
And this bill basically... It does nothing to address immigration policy, and all it does is propose deporting certain people that are not qualified as legal aliens, and yet basically doesn't even do that because there are loopholes in the law. And what we've seen in this bill is nothing more than pandering, and pandering to the fears and concerns of the American public, yet we haven't seen any substance, Charlie.
Well,
no real substance.
That's what those bozos do. I bet a lot of people don't realize that when they pick up, say, an Arab who's an illegal alien, and they're going to deport him, then they just turn him loose until his hearing. And that's the last they ever say of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they do
well,
that
you know,
all
that's true. We get reports of people out west, the south, who are picking up these illegals and bringing them to the government. The government winds up letting them go. They take them over the border, and guess what? They're back over our border within hours. Within hours, they're back over the border.
Yeah.
And now hospitals have gone out of business in many states.
Yeah.
We've seen the burden on the ratepayers of health insurance go through the roof.
Well, Mexico even prints brochures giving people instructions on how to violate our laws across the border.
And, I mean, doesn't it sound like Imperial Rome all over again here? We're all over the world and we can't protect ourselves?
Well, it does. And we're going to end up exactly the same way Rome ended up. We're going to collapse. Because You know, if you stop and think about it, the Cold War is over. And yet we're spending $500 billion a year on defense, allegedly to protect us from, you know, 10 or 20,000 individuals. And that doesn't make any sense at all.
Not only that, Charlie, but my whole beef has always been, if America would keep her nose out of other people's business and stop making enemies,
yeah,
just maybe we wouldn't have so many enemies.
Well, we wouldn't. You know, I mean, if you you read those statements by Bin Laden, you know, he says, you know, get the hell out of the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
Treat the Palestinians fairly.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that we won't have a problem.
I hate to say it, but I can't find much to disagree with,
well,
with Bin Laden on.
I can't either, and that's a heck of a note. You know?
Isn't that incredible? I find more that George Bush says to be totally and completely un-American than what Bin Laden has said to some extent and others. You know, if you'd mind your business and keep out of our affairs and become what you were originally, and that is a self-supporting, defensive nation rather than an offensive one, hey,
uh-huh,
maybe we would admire you more instead of hating you.
Well, when we were practicing that, the whole world loved us.
That's true. That was very true.
But, look at the hypocrisy we get caught in when Bush says to Syria,
yep,
get out of Lebanon. Why didn't he say to Israel, get out of Syria? You know, Syria, Israel's been occupying the Golan Heights, which is Syrian territory,
mm-hmm,
since 1967.
Absolutely.
And then, of course, the fact that we ourselves are occupying Afghanistan and Iraq.
Exactly.
At least the Syrians are there by invitation.
Yeah, they go back to the 70s. I mean, that was really part of Syria to begin with, Syria-Lebanon.
Yeah, it was.
And, I mean, the whole the problem of the Middle East, again, you go back to the British and you go back to the colonialists and what they did wrong.
Yeah, that's where it all started.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you had the strong Zionist influence in the Balfour Declaration in England, and at the same time, the British, you know, were trying to placate the Arabs, both sides at the same time, and both the same land. And then, of course, what we have today is the product of all of that, isn't it?
Exactly. All goes back to World War I.
Yeah, yeah. And again, that was supposed to be the war to end all wars.
Yeah.
And we see what a farce that has been. History has shown us that, you know, and World War II and what that produced. And, you know, there seems to be a pattern here, Charlie. And, you know, we sound like conspiracy theorists, but in reality, history is the history of conspiracy, men plotting to do evil, to take property that doesn't belong to them. You see, all of this is historically guaranteed and historically written in the books, the history books. So what we're doing now in America, our government is doing, is just my opinion, anyway, it's just basically repeating history over again.
Yeah, you know, that's why George Washington's policy was one of armed neutrality. We'll trade with anybody, but we're not going to get mixed up in their internal affairs and no entangling alliances. We have no business in the Middle East. All we need to do is send an oil tanker over there and pick up the oil. That's all. We don't need to have troops and bases and stuff over there. And we certainly don't need to be sending $90 billion to Israel so they can beat up on the Palestinians, whose country they've taken.
Mm-hmm.
And,
absolutely.
Yeah, and that's why people hate us.
Yeah, that's so obvious.
We interfere in their internal affairs.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing that we don't have more acts of violence and hatred against Americans, considering what this country has done. You know, this government has done to those peoples. It's absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
I think they've been rather restrained, to be perfectly candid with you.
Well, they really have. And up until just recently, most people, polls have shown in the Arab world, made a distinction between the U.S. government and the American people. They liked the American people. They didn't like the U.S. government policy. But even that's beginning to erode now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know,
yeah, that's
another thing the news media doesn't report, but we've killed about 100,000 Iraqis in this latest war.
Yes.
And that's You know, the Arab media report that, but our guys don't. We say, oh, well, 15 Iraqis got killed. Well, you know, they were not human beings or anything. We never bothered to count them, never bothered to name them.
We don't do counts.
Yeah, we don't do counts.
That's what we're told. That's right.
But, you know, the problem in that culture is that when you kill one guy, then you got his whole family coming after you.
Mm-hmm.
There was an interesting news story once about an American soldier killed by mistake, a 10-year-old boy who was going up on the roof to sleep. And an officer came by later on with a parent and said, you know, how much compensation would you like? And the boy's father looked him in the eye and he said, 10 dead Americans.
Mm, yes. I've heard the same account, yeah.
Yeah.
That is, that's no way to win friends and influence people, to say the least.
No, Iraqis are having to wait hours and hours and hours to get gasoline, and you're sitting on some, you know, the second largest oil reserves in the world.
Mm-hmm. What do you feel about domestically, about Mr. Bush's proposals on Social Security and the rancor that has set off in Congress?
Well, you know, if Congress approves that, we ought to, you know, vote every one of them out of office and horsewhip them.
All right.
Because what Bush will do is wreck the system, you know. And again, the media is not explaining to people. If you take that deal he's offering and, you know, give 2% of your money to Wall Street, you have to pay it back. He doesn't say anything about that.
Mm-hmm.
When you get ready to retire, you have to pay back.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you're guaranteed a reduced benefit from the remaining Social Security. Plus, Wall Street can very well lose your money, as it does by the billions. You know, look at the people at Enron.
Mm-hmm.
They invested in Enron stock. They lost mm-hmm. everything.
So basically, you're saying this particular approach is not something you would support. What about the whole concept of this business of Social Security becoming an enormous burden, the tax it is, on employers and employees, and money they'll probably never see in the future?
Well, you know, if you look at the real facts, it's going to be pretty healthy for the next 50 years. So they've got some time to figure out what to do with it. Plus, and of course I'm maybe alone in this, I don't think the baby boomers are going to live as long as the previous generations.
Well, if George Bush has his way, none of us will be around. But no, I understand your point. The only thing is, it's the pay-as-you-go system. It's essentially a Ponzi scheme, a transfer scheme of income from those who are taxed to those who are receiving.
That's exactly
it's not a retirement plan. It's not an insurance scheme as it was originally sold the American public.
I know.
So something has to give. And something has to be changed, or I think our young people, really, in the coming generations, are just not going to be able to live. And quite frankly, it seems like every day, with the cost of everything going out of sight and the Federal Reserve priming the pump, it doesn't look very promising, no matter what the government does.
No, it really doesn't.
No, I mean, we're in a whole mess of problems,
you know,
here, right?
You just try to imagine trying to live on a minimum wage today. I don't see how anybody can do that.
No, it's not possible, and people are finding other ways of supplementing income.
Yeah.
And they're finding that includes stealing, by the way.
Yeah.
And shoplifting and other things and drugs and so forth, because people can't make it and people can't survive with this kind of climate.
When I started in the newspaper business, I made $40 a week. No
benefit.
Oh. But,
and now you're making 60, Charlie.
Yeah. But actually, I could live on that $40 a week.
Oh, sure.
You know, back then. And but inflation has just eaten up the dollar. You know,
Absolutely.
Would have to make.
And taxes are higher now than they've ever been, and George Bush certainly contributed to that. And
oh, yeah.
We talk about these so-called tax cuts, but the reality is government takes a bigger bite of our paychecks today in all forms than it ever did before.
Look at the taxes on your phone bill.
Outrageous.
It is. It's, you know, $13, $14, $15, $16 a month.
Yeah.
It's taxes.
I mean, you're absolutely right. That's one of the biggest scandals I've been talking about for a while. It's a crime.
Yeah.
Charlie, we've reached the end of this segment. I want to take this time to thank you for always being a very interesting and informative and opinionated man, and I hope to look forward to reading your columns. What's your next column about?
Well, I've written them and I've forgotten them.
Okay. You write so many. I don't blame
you.
I know that feeling.
As soon as I let them go, I start thinking about next week.
Well, we can go online and read you, can't we?
Yeah.
All right. By the way, it's with King Features Syndicate, and
right.
They are all across this country. And Charlie Reese, I'm very happy to have you on the program, and we'll talk again.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. All right. Hey, Charlie Reese, great show. And we'll be back, of course, after this break. I'm Rick Adams. Your program is Uncensored Radio Free America. Be right back.
From the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100. Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Many healthcare professionals know that the causes of our not having youthful energy, as well as many of our illnesses, can ultimately be traced to a lack of cellular oxygen and natural plant mineral nutrients. Unless we take plenty of oxygen and minerals on a daily basis, none of our maintenance, repair, or immune processes will function properly. And without plenty of oxygen and minerals, our vitamins won't work either. But through taking OxyMune oxygen drops and OxyEarth plant mineral capsules with MSN daily, we help our bodies replace our most vital nutrients. Our bodies use these nutrients to create extra energy, properly digest food, and eliminate waste. Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe's new book, Flood Your Body with Oxygen, is also available now. Go to OxygenAmerica.com for more information or call 305-933-4219. That's 305-933-4219. Get your oxygen today and feel good.
Down to the final 5 minutes here of the broadcast. Time goes by so quickly, you know, when you're having fun, as they say. Always informative, always interesting to talk to Charlie Reese. And tomorrow night we have another guest on, changing directions a little bit, and we'll be talking about the Academy Awards with Robert J. Herman, Robbie's Reels. He's got his own website on the Internet. And, of course, we'll talk to him about what's coming up at the Academy Awards and what's happening with the loony left and the cuckoo clocks in Hollywood, so to speak. So we'll We'll be talking a little bit about that tomorrow night. And the mass media, the film industry. I have some thoughts on that myself, having been, a hobbyist for a number of years in the film collecting business. And, of course, we've seen it get more and more left of center and more in league with the government, ironically, on many projects and many things, conditioning the American people to accept certain ideas and notions and anti-family values, I think, that we need to talk about. Michael Medved is not, you know, my favorite critic, but he has written a book, and it happens to be titled Right Turns. And in the book, he does exemplify some of the values that I think I agree with, although I'm not, you know, a fan of his on his Zionist ideology, and I know, you know, certainly where he's going with that. But to the extent that Michael Medved and others have been able to critique much of the Hollywood scene and do it pretty effectively, I think that they need to take a bow to some extent. So tomorrow night we will be talking about that, and we'll be talking about where we're going. A little history on Hollywood and a little bit of history on the film industry. And, of course, each and every weeknight we are here, 9 o'clock Central Time, and we invite your participation. This program is all about you and your voice in America. And it's nice to know there are younger people listening, young people joining, younger people getting involved on the Internet. And we're easy to find at rbnlive.com. And I enjoy it. I really enjoy talking to you and you talking to me. And I'd like to hear some disagreements. I'd like to hear some people call, and maybe if they're not quite in agreement with everything, we need to talk about these things, and we need to be able to debate, because we're going to have some guests on in the future that I know I'm not going to agree with on anything, and we're going to have them debate. So we're looking forward to those opportunities, by the way. And there'll be many a subject, I can assure you. Tomorrow night, we'll be back again, as I say. Same time, same station. I am Rick Adams, and, of course, the program is Uncensored Radio Free America. Now, I call myself the Paul Revere of talk radio, because we're sounding the alarm each and every night. Satan never sleeps, you know, and neither should we. Your radio avenger, Rick Adams, will be back again tomorrow evening, as I say, with Robert J. Herman. Looking forward to this program and to your participation on the Hollywood scene and what's going on at the Academy Awards. The usual flotsam and jetsam, huh? Well, we'll see. With Christopher Rock there, no telling what's going to happen, huh, as MC. All right, we'll see you tomorrow night, same time, same station. And Rick Adams saying, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.